Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. Right now we have the privilege to have Dr. Paul Kanger come back to this microphone. Paul Kanger is a professor at Grove City College. His views are his own. He speaks for himself, but he's also best-selling author, including 6 books on Ronald Reagan. Anybody that would dare question his conservative bona fides honestly doesn't know who Paul Kanger is. He's also a columnist with that's published in many different outlets. And Paul Kanger, we've had you on the program many times, especially talking about Donald Trump and this ongoing election and so forth. Obviously, Trump is now the nominee. And you have said on many occasions that you don't think Trump is electable in the general election. What are your thoughts now that the dust has settled from Indiana?
Yeah, well, Jerry, I think it's going to be a crushing defeat for the Republicans and really any.
Oh, is that what they are? Sorry.
Yeah, that's right. Really, that's right. For the Republican Party, I guess you would say that for its nominee, but out of the original 17 that were running against, they were running for the Republican nomination a few months ago. Just about any one of them would have done well against Hillary. In fact, just go back 6 months to December, and every single one of them, Jeb Bush, Ben Carson, Marco Rubio, Chris Christie, I think even Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, they were all leading Hillary by 1, 2, 3 points. Rubio, I think, was leading her by 7 or 8. The only one who was trailing her was Trump, and that remains the case. So a certain sect of Trumpists, of followers, have pushed this guy through the primary, and they have pushed through to the nomination here, almost the presumptive nominee, the one and only candidate who the wider public finds utterly repulsive, and who will lose to Hillary, and frankly, actually, even loses to Bernie. So it's really a just political Armageddon-like scenario brought on by Trump and specifically by his supporters.
Okay, now, first of all, we're not prophets, nor a son of a prophet, and there are definitely things that could happen in the next intervening months that could change things, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it'll only get worse because now you'll have the Democrats, liberals actually going after Trump and exposing things that, yes, will not at all move the Trump supporters because they can't be moved. I've seen them. I've talked to them. I email with them. They are unpersuadable.
Yeah, the Trumpsters. If I could interrupt you, Paul.
Sure.
The candidate himself said, Donald Trump said, I can't believe this. I could shoot somebody in broad daylight on Fifth Avenue in New York City, and I'd still have all these people coming out and voting for me and supporting
me. That's right.
He himself said it.
And I asked Trump supporters, why would you vote for somebody who views you that way? Why would you vote for somebody who views you that way?
Yeah.
But like an abused spouse that keeps crawling back. I mean, he could smack them as much as he wants, and they're going to come back and vote for him no matter what. And they are unmovable by factual data. I've found this. No matter what data you give them, they don't believe it. And so, however, here's the key thing. Well, that's true of the Trumpists. It's not true of the vast majority of the rest of the population who, when they hear these things about Trump, will just find it, just be aghast at the man. So it's not going to affect those people at all. So it's this sect, this group of Trump supporters who once were only 30 to 40%, but quite shockingly, he's now getting close to 50, and he is getting 50, including in places like Indiana. But everybody else outside of that is not going to vote for this man.
I saw an article that you wrote in American Thinker. Your articles are very, very well reasoned and thought out. And you talked about how some lady complained to the magazine, why are you publishing this guy Kanger? What kind of conservative is he? And then you explain how, you know, look, I've written 6 books on Ronald Reagan and, you know, so forth. That is amazing.
No, that's who I am.
Pardon me?
Yeah, I'm getting these emails again and again. In fact, when I go to places. I went through last night before I wrote this, Jerry, to see how many articles I've written for American Thinker. I think I counted about 88, and that was since 2008. So 88 over 8 years, and she goes into the reader's comment. And I was hoping, by the way, that Trump people would read what I reported there about Trump's unbelievable statements about how he views marriage and how he expected, it is from 2004, how he expects his marriage to Melania to be over soon. And I was thinking the Trump people would say, all right, well, this is pretty bad. You know, maybe we should reappraise our view of the man or the least. But instead, the reader comments were filled with things like, OMG, who is this guy? This Ken Gore is a rhino. American Thinker's become a communist publication. Just hysterical. Unbelievable kinds of statements.
They didn't say communist, did they? Because, I mean,
I did. In fact, if you go to the piece today in American Spectre, I could probably find it very quickly here. There's a guy that used to really love me, Jerry. When I was writing about communism and Frank Marshall Davis and everything, I mean, the guy was one of my biggest fans. I read my reader comments all the time because you can learn from some of them. Mm. And here's the guy now, Ken Gore, a true propagandist, a sophist and a socialist propagandist. He's been calling me a fascist, this guy. Ken Gore is part of the modern day Jacobin Club as Robespierre. So I'm a Jacobin now to this guy who used to read me on communism all the time. So what is my sin? What's my unforgivable sin?
Saying something bad.
Well, I don't recognize the conservative greatness of Donald Trump.
Wow. That is amazing. By the way, Robespierre was a terrorist. I mean, he's, you know, in some ways, I mean, wouldn't it be fair to say that a lot of the methods of terrorism that Robespierre initiated in the French Revolution, a lot of those things were imitated by Lenin and so forth in the 20th century.
Oh, yeah. Lenin called his Bolsheviks glorious Jacobins.
Oh, wow.
He was really Robespierre. I had a professor in my PhD program, Don Goldstein, who used to refer to Robespierre and the Jacobins as the first communists.
Donald Goldstein?
Even though they were before the Communist Manifesto. And they were totalitarians, too.
Did Donald Goldstein write a book about Pearl Harbor?
Oh, yeah, great. Yeah, it's called A Dawn We Slept.
Yeah, Donald Goldstein, he's a Jewish man who's also a believer in Jesus Christ as a Jewish man.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, you know him.
Yeah, we had him in our studio. Yeah, we had him at Coral Ridge Ministries in a studio doing an interview about Pearl Harbor. But I digress. I'm sorry. So where do we go from here? I mean, is there any way Republicans can salvage things out of this bad situation?
No. No, there's not.
Oh,
this is political Armageddon. I think you got Hillary Clinton for at least the next 4 to 8 years. And so I think what we have to do now is we've got to train even more people to be lawyers to try to fight to protect religious liberty in America. I'm going to personally work on that a little bit, but I'm going to focus on educating people about socialism and trying to also vote or try to educate people about conservatism, what it genuinely means.
So wait a minute. You're telling me
a lot of people who don't understand it.
You're telling me
that. By the way, look at this.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
An email that I got from a guy who reads me at American Spectator, and who just emailed me about a half an hour ago. Dear Professor Ken Gore, I have two of your books. I respect you. I cannot, however, agree with all your whining about Trump. Instead of complaining about Donald Trump's flaws, you should be trying to educate him. Well, yeah, I'm sorry, Jerry, but I don't see it as my job to educate a man who already is essentially the nominee. Ronald Reagan complained about Jimmy Carter taking 4 years into his presidency to learn that the Soviets couldn't be trusted after they invaded Afghanistan. The time for your education as a conservative shouldn't start with when you get the nomination. You should have already had it by now.
Yeah. Well, I've been surprised at the way some evangelical leaders have gotten down, you know, gotten in favor of the Donald Trump bandwagon. However, it is a misstatement, honestly, to say that the majority even of evangelicals support Trump. Through this whole process, I don't think that's been borne out by the polls.
I think that's right. You, I believe, wrote a column on that. There was also a really good column in First Things that laid that out a few weeks ago. Although I will say now, with the latest data, they well might be supporting Trump because his numbers now are going over 50% in all these different states. And I can tell you I saw data last week, as you know I live in Pennsylvania, which said that 58% of self-identified Pennsylvania evangelicals voted for Trump.
Wow.
So that could be. And there's a piece by Ross Douthat in the New York Times today where Ross is suggesting or flat out saying that it's still not a matter of whether the person is an evangelical. The better question is how often they go to church, right?
Yeah.
Because as we know, church attendance is really the crucial factor. We find this with Catholics as well.
Yes.
Catholics who self-identify as Catholic but don't attend Mass or attend Mass infrequently tend to vote Democrat. You know, those who attend every week and especially those who attend daily Mass tend to vote Republican by like almost 70%.
Wow.
So a lot of it, it's not so much the label, but how frequently you attend, which isn't a perfect measure of devoutness, but probably one of the only ones that you can statistically try to quantify in polling.
Sure. How about Trump and women?
Yeah, it's toxic. It's horrendous. I think Trump will probably lose married women, which is the one group that votes Republican. I mean, married women voted for Mitt Romney by at least 7, maybe even 8, 11%. He'll lose them. He'll get crushed with Latinos and other minorities. He'll lose a whole generation of young people. This is really devastating. What has happened here is really, truly devastating. 2016 was going to be our year. Even Barack Obama looked at the original group of Republicans on that stage and said, wow, this is one of the strongest crops of Republicans ever to run that he's ever seen, pointing to people like Cruz and Rubio and Rand Paul. But instead, the country threw that all away in favor of a narcissistic, cult personality figure who, when you disagree with him or if he loses to you, lashes out and calls you every name in the book.
Or at least calls you a loser. Could there be a celebrity factor here that could actually work in his favor in the general election? Obviously, it doesn't with some of this polling, but polling right. isn't the same as actually voting.
Yeah, no, it only works in the primary. It's worked with the Republicans in the primary, and you know that committed group in the primary that's helped him there will not be there for him in a general election, which is why I've begged people on the Republican side for months. You know, you've got to nominate somebody who does well in the general election, not just somebody who could win the primary. It's got to be someone who does well in the general election. But they didn't care. So instead, they've picked somebody who, in a general election, was the least electable of all of the original 17 Republicans.
You know, he is a friend, I guess, of the publisher of National Enquirer. And in the last month or two, you can't see it at the grocery store without seeing something negative about Ted Cruz. And then recently, Donald Trump actually said on Fox News or Fox and Friend that supposedly Ted Cruz was tied to Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yeah.
You know, making almost an association there that, you know, maybe he had something to do with the shooting of JFK, which is just, that's outrageous.
Yeah, amazing, isn't it? You know, I got to interview Rafael Cruz here at Grove City College.
Oh, good. Me too.
Ago.
Wow, good.
Yeah, and too bad I didn't have a chance to ask him that question, right, Jerry? What a great moment in the history of Grove City College that would have been.
It is amazing outlandish things he says. I still can't remember that or can't forget this one. I don't agree with John McCain about a lot of his politics, but for Donald Trump, rather, to call McCain a loser because his plane was shot down. You know, winners don't get their planes get shot down, and then he became a prisoner of war for 5 years or whatever it was in Vietnam. That's just horrendous. I mean,
yeah.
McCain's a war hero. Nobody can take
right.
that from him. I'm sorry,
well,
but, you know, it's true.
It's the kind of thing that he does. It's like accusing George W. Bush of lying about the WMDs in Iraq. I mean, even Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama wouldn't have said that. And but that's the kind of thing that Donald Trump does to people who disagree with him. He is a and I don't mean this as an uncharitable statement. I mean it very specifically. He's a very vulgar man. He's very crude. He throws tantrums. He's capable of constant conduct that is absolutely unbecoming and unsuitable for anybody seeking the presidency of the United States. And by the way, that's a very important point, because it's for that reason that a lot of Republicans aren't going to vote for him. A lot of Republicans I know think Hillary Clinton is evil, but they don't want to vote for somebody who, like Trump, who they think is unstable, who they think might be crazy, who doesn't have the temperament for the job. Because if you lack the temperament, that could be dangerous.
Yeah.
And he's again and again proved that. Man, I don't know what else to say.
Wow. Paul Kanger, on that light note, we'll close this out. But hey, thank you so much for being with us. Always a pleasure.
All right, Jerry.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. God bless. Bye-bye.
All right.